In the morning, Gitmo Nation, and thank you for joining me once again for Just Getting By. I am Sir Craig, and I am joined, as always, by the newly minted knight, Sir Andrew. Hello, Chemslave.
Howdy.
So, we've been talking about some pretty big technology stories over the objections of my venerable co-host, who is none too pleased about doing this.
Yawn.
But at he really did not, ladies and gentlemen, he really did not want to do the Motorola Google story on Monday. So hopefully this story on today's show will be a little bit more up his alley. I think it will be. And this story is probably one of the biggest stories, not of only the week, but possibly the year. And it is, of course, HP announcing it was at least thinking about, but likely going to, get rid of its PC division, and in so doing, also kill WebOS. So, Chemslave, Sir Andrew, whatever the hell your name is, you have some experience with HP, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I have several, have owned several computers and laptops by them.
So have I, actually. I always liked HP laptops. My one HP laptop lasted me a very long time. It's still going strong today. It's about 7 years old now. I mean, it's very, very old. But it's going good, and they were good devices. What about you?
HP laptops, they suck.
Uh-oh.
Okay. My first laptop, HP laptop, I bought, like, 2006 for college.
All right.
First thing that died on it was the DC like jack where you plug in the power cord. So I actually went on eBay and had to buy a new one. I unscrewed the damn thing. I installed it. It worked. Then probably a few months later, the hinge that keeps the monitor on connect like the hinge for the monitor, one of them snapped. So I actually had to take the part of the housing for the monitor apart. I stuck in cut off the handle part of a Bic pen, and had to duct tape the whole monitor together. And now it sort of works. So I was like, yeah, that's not really. I wasn't really happy with the whole duct tape thing. So I got a new one. And this one first the Blu-ray DVD drive, it died. It sometimes plays Blu-rays on it. Sometimes it refuses. It jumps, skips. It doesn't burn discs anymore. So if I want to actually burn something, too bad, it doesn't work. And now the fan is like, used to sound like a jet engine taking off. Well, now it's sometimes it's even worse. It like I hear it rattling. So the laptop.
Oh my god! Jeez.
Yeah, this thing is on death watch right now.
Yeah, I would say so. Is rattling?
Yeah, you can't hear it right now, but sometimes it like you can hear the like the fan actually moving slightly. So it sometimes gives a rattle. It's like, oh boy. Hopefully, it doesn't catch fire or something.
Yes, hopefully. But so that's the only experience you have with HP devices, right?
Oh, no. Not really.
Oh.
It's a little unknown piece of information. They also made chemical analysis instruments back in the day, like gas chromatographs and instruments as such, and they spun them off like in 99, and a new business called Agilent Technologies was created.
Wow. So they have a history of non-computer production, don't they?
That's what it seems.
And yet, they're getting rid of not just their PC production, but of all production. This is what is so groundbreaking. HP is completely reinventing itself as a services company. A company that focuses primarily and solely on enterprise and business services and consulting, you know, hosting, you know, and things like that. And they're doing this now at the expense of the number one most popular brand of PC in the world. They're HP Pavilion PCs. They are the number one maker of PCs in the world, and they are turning their back on that. Not only are they turning their back on that, but they're also turning their back on Palm and their acquisition of WebOS. And that has really caused quite a stir, because WebOS was supposed to be something of a future, you know, ecosystem for HP. Their own operating system, their own everything. It was supposed to be on everything from desktop computers to printers to cars, and obviously tablets and cell phones.
Yeah, I was never so enthused about them, like, getting the whole WebOS. It's like, why would I want WebOS on a computer?
Well, this idea has been around for a very long time. HP is actually not foreign to this idea. When I had my first HP laptop, it was a media laptop, and they had these hotkeys on the front that you could press, and a custom version of Linux would boot up almost immediately, and you'd be able to play DVDs or listen to music without going into Windows.
Oh yes, my piece of shit duct tape laptop had that too.
Yeah, that was very common for the era. We had similar era PCs, and the idea with WebOS could have been something like that. I'm not so sure that HP ever wanted to totally replace Windows on their laptops and desktop PCs with WebOS. I don't think that was the point. I think that the point of this was, if they had like a convertible laptop tablet type thing, if you switched the screen around, it would load WebOS, or if you just wanted to do some quick something, you could load up WebOS. Or even some WebOS program built into Windows that helped them communicate with printers and tablets and phones. You know, things like that. Maybe media syncing. I mean, there was a lot of ideas that went into this. And I think it held a lot of promise. And not only laptops and PCs, but we can't forget that with this new mobile era of computing, tablets and cell phones really, really seem to be the future. You see this in both Apple and Google, and their great success. It was clear that HP wanted to mimic that with their own ecosystem. And so they had WebOS. They had their... Are you okay? Did you just faint?
Oh, where am I?
What happened? What did they do to Kempslave?
What is this weird device that's beeping on my hand?
It's not a stopwatch, is it?
No.
Is it a bomb?
I hope not.
All right. Well, they had this operating system that they could put onto phones and tablets, and if it had taken off, if it had been a valid competitor to iOS and Android, I mean, this could have been a very lucrative, very powerful position for HP to be in. They were the only company, aside from Apple, that up until this week, that could control both hardware and software. That's a very powerful proposition. And if HP had been willing and able to leverage that properly, it could have been a very compelling situation. Now, unfortunately, HP was never able to do that. They bought Palm in April of last year, and they released some updates to the Pre and the Pixie, their phones. But they didn't really do much new with the WebOS experience until just a few weeks ago, when they released this tiny little phone called the Veer. It had a 2.5-inch screen, And it looked cute, but everybody who reviewed it said that this was just unusable. The screen is too small, you can't type on it. The keyboard is a physical keyboard, and it was just ungodly small. It was an embarrassment. And then a few, maybe about a month ago, they released the tablet version of WebOS. Now, the tablet is called a touchpad. Now, the touchpad held a lot of promise, because everybody said that WebOS, with its own unique metaphor of having a window be like a card, and being able to stack windows as cards, and multitask, flipping between these cards, these open application windows, everybody thought that this would lend itself very well to a tablet interface. And in that, they were correct. The touchpad really is an impressive-looking device. The problem is it was slow, they didn't have good application support, and it was just overpriced. And so it sold very poorly, to the extent that Best Buy only sold about 25,000 of these things, and they had almost 250,000 just sitting in warehouses, and they were, you know, very angry with HP.
Didn't they want to, like, send them back or something?
Exactly. Well, you're coming up to the current events, because HP announced a few days ago not only were they going to spin off their PC industry, but they were going to kill WebOS. That means also killing production of hardware WebOS devices, like the touchpad and like all the cell phones. So now, this device that nobody was buying anyway was end-of-lifed, obsoleted immediately. So what happened? Well, Best Buy wanted to sell, not sell, they wanted to ship the stock right back to HP. But then HP said, well, hold on a second, we're going to have a sale. And this sale was one of the most insane I've ever seen in my life. For $100, you could get what was supposed to be a $500 iPad competitor. $100. Can you imagine?
Can I still buy one?
Most of them are sold out, but you should be able to. Maybe if you do some research. I know Best Buy was selling them today. You could call Best Buy. There's one in Sealands Grove. You know, we're getting kind of local. But we have... I'm going to... Give me a few seconds to edit that out, okay?
Yeah.
But yeah, Best Buy is selling them. A lot of places are selling them. And HP also has the potential to sell some more of these as well, although they're sold out right now. But for $100, you could get the 16-gigabyte touchpad. And for $150, you could get the 32-gigabyte touchpad. So, of course, Andrew, you know me being me, I had to run out in the middle of my shift at work. I just up and left, and I went to Walmart, and I bought a touchpad. So I'm holding a touchpad in my hand right now.
Was it worth the money?
No. It wasn't even worth $150. No applications. It's slow. The screen is not a high-resolution screen. It is not a joy to look at. It was worth $150. I mean, if you think... You can't even get a piece of shit 7-inch Android tablet for that. I mean, this is... It costs about $230 to make these things. Just to make them. So, this is an incredible sale. And I'm still happy that I bought it. But I bought it so that I can, in the future, you know, install Android on this, put Honeycomb on it, you know, experiment. It's tragic because this device is a beautiful device in terms of the OS and even in terms of build quality. Although for build quality, you could really tell this was meant to compete with the iPad 1. It looks exactly like the iPad 1 if the iPad 1 had a plastic back case to it. The exact same thickness as an iPad 1, almost the same weight as an iPad 1, just... It was too little, too late. And it's a shame. It's a beautiful beautiful OS. I keep saying that, but it's the truth. And I recently came by an old Palm Pre. It's actually a Pre Plus on Verizon. And that, too, has a beautiful OS. It's the same OS, really. But it too, was slow. They have never had a phone or a tablet that was not slow. So I don't know if it's a device problem or if it's an OS problem. But all their devices are slow, and there's no applications. There's only a few thousand applications in the whole marketplace. It's just a shame all around. What do you think?
Really? It looks like a sexy device, but I don't really see myself buying a device like that. My iPhone, my computer, they seem to be like the only thing I require to live my life. I don't really understand the whole pad and the whole pad like love affair that people seem to have with these things.
Well, I absolutely love my iPad and my iPad 2. They are fantastic devices. But I will grant you that they are not as crucial as a PC and a cell phone. I will absolutely grant you that having a tablet device is more a level of want and not a level of need.
It's a luxury item.
It is a luxury item. Of course, having a computer and cell phone is as well, but not to the same extent. People who are of a certain age and a certain level of technological proficiency really need a computer and are coming to really need some form of smart device in their pocket. So that's not as big a luxury as it once was. But I will absolutely grant you that having an iPad is not a life or death issue. I will absolutely grant you that. And certainly, the same could be said for a touchpad. There is no use case for a touchpad, just because of how unsupported it is. And of course, now it's dead. It's totally obsoleted. Totally.
See, if the schools were to be smart, they'd buy a crapload of them and load books on them and screw our education even more than it is already.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fantastic. Yeah, fantastic.
You know, I've seen schools add, like, oh, yeah, we're going to give all the students an iPad and fill the books. It's like, what the fuck would I want a touchpad with books on it? I want a book.
Well, I actually think there could be some use cases for e-textbooks. But, you know, it's all personal preference, I guess.
You can't write in the side of the margins. You can't do much of anything. I know you can add notes, but that's not the same as writing in a margin and having like this book filled with like stuff in the margins where you can like buy it and get more information than you could from just reading the book itself.
Well, I always hated people who would make notes in my textbooks. And I never marked up my textbooks, so I don't have that issue. But of course, I wasn't in the sciences, so it might be different for you.
It made life a little bit easier once in a while when you saw like a little easier way maybe to like understand the same thing. Like someone like, oh, like this. Like use an analogy and add like an analogy off to the side somewhere.
Yeah, that wasn't really applicable for my course of study. But anyway, you make a good point. Somebody should be buying up these devices. But at $100, everybody's buying up these devices just for the fact that, you know, for $100, you'd almost be stupid not to. It's at least a good color ebook reader, because there is a Kindle application on here. But
really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's actually not too bad either. Yeah, there's a Kindle app on here. There's a Facebook application. Let's see.
Does it have Google Plus?
No. Are you insane? No. No. I don't expect anything new to be coming on the HP WebOS marketplace anytime soon.
What? It should be a happening place. All these people are buying them now.
Oh, it's pathetic. It really is. My God. I mean, it's terrifying to see just how unsupported this device is. Going into the App Store, it's just... It is a shame. It really is. What a missed opportunity. WebOS had the potential to be great. It really did. Back when Palm was independent, I really had high hopes for it, too. So that actually brings up another question. What do you think is going to happen to WebOS?
It's going to be spun off and someone else is going to use it, or it's just going to die a slow death. I sort of think it's probably going to die. It's not going to be picked up.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think it's going to be licensed. I really do. But if it all depends on if the HP PC company, if they retain WebOS when they get spun off or sold, then whoever buys them can do with WebOS what they choose. And if they choose to do nothing with WebOS, then that is the end.
See, I sort of see it like this. Like, if HP, the biggest company for selling, like, PCs and stuff, can't do jack shit with this product and makes really shit, like, shitty products with it, then I as a consumer, don't see much, like quality in this if even HP can't do anything with it.
Well, you know, that's easy to say, but the thing is, I don't think they tried. I really don't think they tried. I don't think they cared too much. I think the new CEO of HP just didn't give a shit about any products, let alone a WebOS product, and I, their heart was not in it.
Well, WebOS was, or the Palm thing, was a Mike Hurd acquisition, so... Apotheker was the software guy, so
that's right.
I do understand that part of the...
And we should mention, we didn't even mention this, but and one of the big news stories was that HP is in talks to buy a services company called Autonomy. So, Leo Apotheker, who's the CEO of HP now, came from SAP, a very powerful... enterprise services company. And Autonomy is a British company that competes directly with the German SAP. And so HP, under the ex-SAP CEO, Leo Apotheker, is now focusing in on the services market. So that's not surprising in the least. It really isn't.
So do they now have an unfair advantage? Because with... Apotheker being an ex-SAP guy buying the competition of SAP, does he now have some type of position where he can use some insider information to make this HP work better than SAP?
See, that's a good question. I have no idea. I really have no idea how that could play. You see, I bet there's going to be some conversations back and forth. I bet there was a non-compete in Apotheker's retirement from SAP. There would be something there to stop SAP from losing its secrets. I would guess. I really don't know. I really don't know.
They're not losing secrets. Just by having some type of insider information from X amount of time ago, he could know like something. Influence the way HP works.
No, absolutely. That's what I meant by secrets too. Not like nuclear secrets or anything. But see, I haven't heard anybody mention that, and that's a very good question. I'd be interested to see what SAP would have to say about its ex-CEO being a direct competitor now. It's very much like Mark Hurd being hired by Oracle. And then HP coming back and suing Oracle, and suing Mark Hurd, because of violating some sort of anti-competitive clause in his golden parachute from HP. That seems to be a very similar situation, so I don't know. You know, we'll have to keep an eye on that. Do you have anything else to say about this?
Hopefully the HP line will still, at least the PC part will still live on. Because while my laptop experience was really crappy, my two HP like PCs that I bought were pretty solid. Other than the power supply failing on me, they were really great computers. The first one was a really ancient, like 400 megahertz Celeron processor, but the other one was pretty good. If I didn't break it myself, my newer one would have been still being in use right now.
Awesome, cool, yeah, wow. I've heard a lot of good things about both their laptops and their desktop computers, and I've had nothing but good things to say about HP's production, so I do hope that they continue, and I'm sure they will. I mean, the number one PC manufacturer in the world isn't just going to go away. Someone's going to buy that division, or that division's going to be spun off into its own company, and it's going to continue. I mean, that cannot just go away. There's no way. No way.
Oh, I know who should buy it.
Apple?
Dell.
Dell has been having some issues. They could stand to buy anybody. They need something. Dell's not doing well at all. Okay then.
That was an uncomfortable silence.
Yeah. Wow. That was like some eternal truth was uttered, and we couldn't deal with it, and we didn't know what to say.
I don't know. I didn't hear the number 42 being spoken, so I don't think that was that big of an eternal secret of some sort.
Alrighty. Okay. So I guess with that uncomfortable silence, that means we've come to the end of the show. So that being the case, if you liked this show, if you like any of the shows on the No Agenda stream, or if you like No Agenda itself, please donate to John and Adam. Go to Dvorak.org/NA, NoAgendaNation.com to donate. And if you have any feedback, suggestions, comments about what we have to say, feel free to email us at feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. That's feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you on Friday.
Yep. You actually said it too this time.
I know. I always say see you, but I said talk to you, so hopefully this is going to be a new thing.